Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to continue a little bit of the conversation we had last week with Dr. Laura about self-care. And I really want to emphasize the fact that you need to shake off work before engaging with those that you love and enjoy the most, or at least you're supposed to enjoy and love the most, whether that is a spouse, a partner, or just your friends. I say just, I shouldn't have said just, or your friends, because my friends are extremely important to me. When you work all day or part of the day, whatever your schedule is, whether that is from inside your home or at an office, throughout the day, you are interacting with other human beings. When you interact with people, it can be in person, it can be through your computer screen, it can be on the telephone, it can be via email or memos, written, verbal, visual, not visual, but you're interacting with people all day long. When we interact with people, they are putting off energy. If we're not careful, we absorb their energy. So when we absorb their energy, then we're processing not only what happened with us today, but what happened with all the other people we engaged with. I just got off a Zoom training call and there were 27 participants plus the two hosts. I picked up energy from all of them because everybody on that Zoom call took the mic at some point and spoke. So I took in their energy in some way. Now, if somebody had something to say or had a look on their face or something and it didn't resonate with me, I could take it the wrong way. I could get irritated about it. I could not appreciate what they said. And now that is festering in me and I literally have to wipe it off. So what I encourage you to do is shake off the day before interacting with those you love. Shake it off. Years ago, my husband and I were newlyweds and we were at a church sponsored event on communication and interacting better with your spouse, which of course we were brand new in love. Oh my God, it's going to be so wonderful. And it has been for the most part. Everybody has bumps along the way. But one of the things that was shared was in a family where one's at home all day and one's at work, when the one that comes into the house from work, which in the olden days was typically the man, not so much anymore, but back in the olden days, it was typically the man. When he would walk in and the wife was home with the kids, the wife would just be like, oh, I'm done with these kids. Here, take them. And the man's like, oh my gosh, I haven't finished, you know, my work routine of shaking it off. And it would cause problems. So the suggestion made was give them a minute to come into the house and acclimate before they have to interact with everybody. And that's true for all of us. It just, the example given was because of a past life traditional household. When my dad came home from work every day, my mom typically did not work outside the home. She did some, but not typically. She ran a very smooth household. When my dad came home, he said hello and went straight to their bedroom. And he changed clothes. And then he came out and we had dinner and had our evening. But my dad never went from the front door to the kitchen table or the front door to the living room to interact with everybody. I don't even know if he knew what he was doing, but he went straight to the bedroom and took off his suit. That's what he did. Now I know, as an adult who's been married for a long time, he was probably shaken off the day. My husband and I, the first house we lived in after we married, backed up to a little pond. Sometimes he wouldn't even stop to take off his suit. He would just walk through the house, say hello, and head straight for the pond and fish for 30 minutes. And then he was ready to come in and interact with me and the dog and the cats and have an evening. So you have to find a way to shake it off. What are you going to do to shake off all the things that have happened in your day so that you can take on everybody else? This is for your own well-being as well as everybody around you. Have you ever gone to happy hour and you walked in and sat down and just had diarrhea of the mouth all over all of your friends at the table about how bad your day was or all the things that happened in your day? I have. I mean, I'm going to raise my hand first and call my own self out on this. I have. I had a very stressful work environment for a number of years with a very horrible boss. And I took it all on. I took it all in. And then it came out everywhere. So now the question becomes, what are you going to do to protect yourself and everybody else? I have a couple of ideas. One idea that I heard a couple of years ago, I was fairly new to the energy work situation. And people who are empathic often say that they take on everybody's feelings and they can only have a few clients a day because they just take on everything the person said, all of their feelings, and then they feel it and then they're exhausted and they're worn out. And does that sound like you a little bit? Like, do you walk in a room and just take on everybody's feelings? Well, here is a trick, a tip, a suggestion you might consider if and only if you decide that you don't want to do that anymore. If you decide that you want to let that go, just let it go. So one thing is, just don't absorb it in the first place. How can you do that? Have you ever seen those cute little domes that go over a little wooden stand and they've got a metal handle coming up from the ground and has a hook on it, and antique pocket watches are typically set on those for display. Well, when you think about that globe or even the topper of a cake, like you've got a glass dome to go over the cake to keep the critters out of it, whether they're your dog or cat or like a bug, just visualize when you're about to step into a situation, figuratively or via the computer, where there could be a lot of emotions, or even if it's good, sometimes you can just take on too much, just visualize a glass dome dropping over you. Floor to ceiling, it's all over. You're inside a glass dome. You can see everything that's happening. You can interact with people. They can interact with you. But you have this glass dome on you, and it is protecting you from having any type of negative energy penetrating you. I have a friend who's a court reporter, and of course, she witnesses a lot of horrible things. And she made the comment on how hard that could be. And I said, oh, do you want a trick? And I suggested this. And I saw her a couple weeks later and I was like, have you tried it? Is it working? And she was like, yes. Yes, I've tried it. Yes, it's working. Wow, what a difference it makes, because she gets to the room first. She sets it all up, gets her equipment set up. Everything's ready to go. And she takes a second and just surrounds herself basically in a glass bubble, a glass dome. So that's one thing you can do to prevent it beforehand. Now, what can you do after the fact? One thing I love to do is literally brush it off. I start with my right hand on my left shoulder, stick my left arm out, and I just run my hand all the way down. I'm literally brushing off that energy. Then I put my left arm on my right shoulder, do it on the right side. Then, just for fun, I take both my hands, take them up over my face, over my head, down the back, and then I do a little shimmy wiggle. Like, let's just get all that energy out of here. Let's just move it on. It works. Even if you think this is airy-fairy, touchy-feely, nuts and berry, that's fine. I don't care. It still works. You can think whatever you want, but it works. So when you come home, whether it's home from outside the house and you're walking into the house, or home in that you step away from your office working area to go engage with those people that you claim to love, either way, it works. Shut everything down. If you need a reminder to do this before you walk in and you shut everything down about the same time, put an alarm on your phone and put a notice on it. It's time for self-care. Whatever you want to call it. Let that alarm go off to remind you that you need to shake it all off before you interact. So number one on this plan is set a timer on your phone so you remember to shake it off. Number two, take 10 deep breaths. 10 deep breaths. In through your nose, down into your belly. Like your chest is not raising, your belly is going in and out, right? So do that 10 times. You might hyperventilate initially because you're not used to getting deep breaths, but that's what you can do. Take those deep breaths. In a stressful situation, I learned from a clinical psychologist, in a stressful situation, we tend to hold our breath. When you hold your breath, you can't have a thought. It like shuts everything down. And then you either don't respond or you respond inappropriately. It just turns ugly really quickly. So take 10 deep breaths. And then put on your Wonder Woman bracelets, your Superman cape, whatever it is, and step in to the other room or through the doorway. And be ready to engage, because you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. You had an awesome day at work. You produced a lot. You engaged a lot. Shake it off. Physically wipe it off. Take some deep breaths and engage with your family. If you would like some more information on how to win, I've got an audio series called 12 Minutes to Success. And you can get it by going to 12minutegift.com and grab my 3-part audio series. I'm Jennifer Takagi, your 12-Minute Success Coach, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.